This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
That's my old girlfriend. Saw her when she walked in. Her hair's a little longer, but she's still looking stronger than sin.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show, hour number two already. All right. It is 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Lake Houston now and check in with old John Littleton. See how the Lake Houston area survived the hurricane barrel. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Captain. How are you today, sir?
Couldn't be better. What's up with you, man?
Oh, man. With Hurricane Barrel, now we got a lot more cover to fish around the bank.
I bet you do.
A lot.
Man, it's time to go perch jerking. There's a lot of cover, huh?
Yeah. We got a lot of new treetops, you know, to fish. And,
I don't hear a lot about brim fishing in Lake Houston, but it's got to be full of brim too, huh? With all those catfish.
It is.
And, yeah.
Yeah. It is. You know, now there's a lot of residents that live on the lake that, you know, catch them around their boat docks.
Right.
I catch one or two every once in a while, you know, with a little old spinnerbait or something, you know, throwing around them. But you're right. I mean, as far as somebody just going out and say, hey, we're going brim fishing today, I don't really hear that. Now, most of the fishermen and that come out and fish for what I call food fish, you know, they catch brim, catfish, crappie, you know, white bass. They catch a mixed bag. They're just fish, and but I would almost guarantee if you get you a little old bucket of night crawlers or something and a cork and get out there and drop it down in the water, you would catch you some brim.
Yes.
You know, so yeah, but I catch a few walking the bulkheads when the catfish, you know, are up, you know, with the shad spawn going off. But, you know, you catch them, and some pretty good ones, you know, at that. But it's all good, you know. The lake got hit pretty good, you know. The surrounding areas, you know, we're real fortunate to have a lot of trees, but in a situation like this, the trees, you know, hurt us. I still love my trees. You know, I've only got four left, you know, where at my house, but, of course I live in subdivision, you know, so it's not acreage, but, hey, I lost a few limbs, but, a lot of people around me lost some big trees, and unfortunately several of them, you know, fell on houses and power lines. Yeah. So it looked like a, you know, what you call a war zone, you know, driving around after, you know,
it was
like
a mess. Winter. Big time.
Yeah. There was a couple streets in the subdivision that were not even passable, you know, because the trees. But that's how it is, you know. Mother Nature will give you a wake-up call every once in a while.
Well, we love our trees. It beautifies your property and, you know, offers a good shade in the summer and all that. But, boy, they're a nightmare during hurricanes. You know, when Ike, I remember I lost like 41 trees during Ike.
Wow.
And, and this year, for whatever reason, I got a guy to come, you know, thin mine out, trim them, and, you know, and all that stuff, and thin them out. And I didn't lose a tree this year, knock on wood. How about that? Yeah. It works. It does make a difference.
Well, and that, you know, it's just like maintenance on your vehicle. You know, you got to change your oil every once in a while, or your engine's going to blow up.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
You know, I did the same thing. You know, I did mine myself, but, you know, I trimmed all my low-hanging limbs and, you know, some stuff that was, you know, that needed to be done. And, you know, not at the time, Burl wasn't out there, you know. Alberto wasn't even out there yet, you know.
Yeah, but I did mine that early in the spring, like April, you know.
Yeah, you got to do it. But no, fishing's been pretty good, Mickey. We had, we got together last Saturday, fished our club tournament out there, and we only had 10 boats, 10 teams show up. You know, a lot of the guys were dealing with power and vacationing, you know, all kinds of stuff going on. But we caught some fish. You know, the fish were biting. We ended up squeaking out a little wind and had 13.02, you know, five fish, and, you know, which
not
wasn't bad, but,
no.
You know, out of the 10 boats, I think we only had one boat that didn't weigh in any fish. They said, you know, they had caught several fish. It just, you know, no keepers. But, you know, just like I said, all but that one boat didn't bring a fish in. But, you know, some decent, you know, average size two, a lot of 2-pounders. There were several 10-pound limits, you know, 11-pound, had a couple 12-pounds. You know, we just got a little lucky. I caught one that was a 404, which, you know, again, is not a giant, but, you know, it was enough to get a little extra money for big fish.
Sure.
So, you know, helps to pay to play the game the next time. So, but majority of the fish came on spinnerbait and a little small crankbait, just, you know, bank runners, and that's, you know, you just got to go out there and run some banks. We tried some boat docks, but just didn't have the lake. The lake's at full pool. I didn't check it this morning, but it was at full pool last week. Mm-hmm. And at full pool, it's a little hard to get under some of those boat docks. Fish are there. You know, it's that time of year where, you know, you should be able to run in boat docks and catch you know, some fish. It's like I said, we just fished around them and made a lot of, you know, everybody has their key boat docks that they like to fish, you know, where they've caught fish previous. And
Right.
When we're tournament fishing, and I'm sure you guys are the same way, we don't fish a stretch of 15 boat docks. We might fish three of those boat docks out of the 15. You know, we just know, not that there's not fish on them, we just hit our hot spots, you know. And
yeah, you got your little sweet spots, you know, that you know over time that you fish all the time. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, the fish that we caught off the boat docks, and again, it's about presentation, you know, how the fish are set up in and around those docks. Like last week, and little secret, and, you know, I know some guys are listening, but we, you know, most of the time we're out in front of the docks casting toward the bank, bringing it out. Well, it was total opposite last Saturday. You know, I mean, we had to get up by the bank in the bulkhead.
Get inside and then pitch out?
Yeah, fish out.
I'll be darned. And what made you do that?
My partner got hung up, and so I went to the bank to get him unhung. And and I threw back out toward, you know, while he was trying to get his bait unhung, I just threw out by the front and caught one. I said, oh, wow, look at this, you know. And so we go on down a little bit more, and we were fishing out of his boat. And I said, well, hey, whip up in there. There's a little pocket in there. And I said, whip up in there. And we fished that little pocket, and he fired back out toward the front and caught one. And I go, well, hey, let's just keep doing that, you know. And,
well, different angle, different look. You know, those fish are used to the baits coming from outside to in, and y'all were getting them from inside to out.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes it takes something like that, a little change.
Yeah. And it just seemed to work out.
I'll
tell you what, we did catch quite a few white bass. You know, those white bass are in and around those tops, and, you know, most people think white bass, you know, open water, you know, on a hump or you know, a roadbed or something. But we were, like I said, we were just going around laydowns and stumps and logs and, you know, a few boat docks, and I don't know, we probably caught 8 or 10 white bass just doing that. But you know, it was all good. You know, we caught enough to play the game again, and
sure,
you know, everybody, you know, we had that meeting on Thursday night before the tournament, and we were kind of calling around, polling people, and we had several people got hit pretty hard, you know. So but, you know, we just decided, heck, we needed – I still didn't have power. I didn't get power back until late Sunday afternoon.
Right, a lot of people. Yep.
Yeah, but, you know, I had a generator and, you know, hooked up to the house. And, you know, I had a couple window units for AC. My generator won't run my AC. And, you know, I just – hey – what's the old saying? A country boy will survive.
That's it. You know, that's what I did. I got a couple of those roll around portables, you know, that have the exhaust that goes out the window, and it kept it comfortable. Well, somewhat comfortable. It's hard to cool a whole house down. You got to block a lot of rooms off, and then your house starts sweating and stinking. And I tell you, man, hurricanes are nasty.
Yeah.
Get through it with some fans and all that, but next one. Yeah. I'll have a big boy that'll run everything. Everything.
Yeah, I'm working on that. I'm you know, of course.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of surveying right now and research.
I'm
going to pull the hammer.
Because
we may go two more years without that happening, but it's always good to have it when you need it.
Yeah, it is. I'm on my way to the office in Pasadena today, and we still don't have power there, but that's on us, not center point. It's on us. It's one of our big panel boxes. There's a huge panel box. It's like 5 foot wide and about 8-9 foot tall, and
goodness,
four you know, three-phase 480 power, and a couple of the lines, I guess, with that wind blowing around, touched somehow or another from what they could figure out, and it just did blew that thing up.
Oh, boy.
So they should have everything completed this morning, and we got, you know, our center point on standby to come and charge us back up so we can get power back on.
There you go. You know, well, yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah.
All right, John, yeah. I got a roll. If somebody wants to give you a call about Lake Houston, tournament fishing and all that, how do they get a hold of you, brother?
Sure, they can give me a call on my cell, 281-222-8544. Just give me a call or shoot me a text.
You got it.
So, all right.
All right. Well, John, good talking to you. You take care.
Yes, sir.
See you.
All right, Mr. Wister. Bye.
Later. All right. That's John Littleton on Lake Houston. Time for another break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 519 here in the Bayou City. And let's run down to Texas City and check in with our good friend, Mr. Dave Fremont. Good morning, Dave. How in the world are you doing?
Good morning, Captain Mickey.
What's up?
Everything's fine and dandy. Sitting here listening to y'all and enjoying every minute of it.
Yeah, just small talk fishing, buddy.
Hey, that's the way to go right now. I tell you, so many things are crazy in this world. Sometimes you just need to put it in neutral and just kick back. And
I'm telling you, man, I like the laid back life. Don't you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it works for me.
Oh, Jason and I were panicking this morning. I don't know how we got up on air. I mean, all that Microsoft shut down during the night. And it's globally. It's worldwide. And he had to pull a few rabbits out of the hat to get us going this morning. But we did it.
Good. Yeah, he mentioned it. We talked for just about a minute before hooking up with you. And I was telling him when he called me that, I said, hey, man, no more than about a minute ago, I lost the internet. I said, everything dropped off. I was listening to y'all on Odyssey, and it all fell out. And I went, oh, man, I hope everything's good up y'all's way. And I said, as it turned out, it just looked like my computer had a hiccup or something. I knocked everything off and brought it back up. And so it's crazy.
A little Wi-Fi glitch.
Yeah. Yeah, that or I need to ask the wife. It might have been a warning. We might need to pay the bill or something. I don't know. So I'm looking at radar, and looks like there's a pretty good patch of showers up there around Columbus, but I don't think it's going to make it here. We got a pretty good shower yesterday. You'd have never known it, though. You know, sometimes you can look at radar and there was hardly anything, nothing really, nothing close. Mm. But I could hear thunder. But I look outside, it was like, man, I don't know where it's really coming from. But radar wasn't even showing anything. But then in about 10 or 15 minutes, man, here comes a good shower. Sometimes the radar is kind of deceiving. I think sometimes
it will catch up. Yeah, I noticed the same thing yesterday. And, I'm seeing those showers, those little storms you're talking about. You know, there's one west of us, you know, heading towards El Campo, just what they need, more rain down that way, West Columbia, yeah. Bay City. And then there's a pretty good batch of them through East Texas fixing to hit Beaumont and Orange and Port Arthur moving that way. So,
hey, my brother lives right there on the border, and he lives in a little old town called Orange Field. In between Vider and Orange, right off 105, and he's when he built that house back in the 80s, he was what you would say out in the sticks. He was out there, and they'd lose power for just about any reason. I mean, just all them pine trees and everything. It didn't take too much to knock a line down or something, and here we are this many years later, and it's still the same way. I called him when that storm was blowing in. I said, no, he messaged me first. He said, y'all going to get a blow and some rain. And I'm thinking, yeah, I think you're right on the money there. And I said, well, yeah, I think we'll be okay. And it don't look like you'll get an awful lot. But, man, they were without power for 6 days, I think. Or seven, something like that. The last time I talked to you, I think you were still without power.
Yeah. I got mine.
When did you end up
over the weekend?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, late that evening. I was out there pumping more generator gas into my gas cans from my boat, and there on the edge of my driveway, my mercury vapor light came on. Huh. So I took off running, went in the house and told my wife, hey, I think we got power. And she goes, yeah, the hall light came on. You know.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome. So I didn't shut everything down. I said, well, let's give it a few minutes and see if it's going to stay on, and then I'll start unplugging everything and then flipping breakers and powering up, you know. So that was music to my ears. Boy, that was it was like Christmas. get things normal, you know.
I think most people that's been around here for any period of time and experienced and made it through a couple of these storms that had a little punch, they've lost the power. Our worst outing was Alicia. The transformer was in the backyard, laying on the ground. That was a 11 or 12 days of August heat. Get it back.
Yes.
But,
boy, I remember how hot it was after Alicia.
Oh,
my goodness. Oh, and fishing was just unbelievable.
My both of my foreheads are breaking out into a sweat right now just thinking about that.
Yeah, I think I went over my way. I went 14 days without power after Alicia.
Good agree. Well, this one, man, we were so fortunate. We were very lucky, Mickey. We lost power at 5 in the morning when that old storm come roaring in. I was asleep. My wife woke me up, said, hey, there isn't any power. I said, okay, well, we'll see how it goes. And then I got up about daylight. I started getting things together to get a little generator running or something. But finally, met in that late afternoon, I said, well, let's go ride around and get out a little bit and see what everything looks like and maybe pick up some gas. So we rode around, and I got some gas. We come home, and then she walked in, and she said, man, I walked in, and I was still outside. She said, it just felt nicer in the house. I said, and she said, and then next thing I looked at, there was a light burning. We had power back. So 12 hours later, we had
That's
it.
Awesome. Yeah, you were fortunate.
Yeah, I got an old friend that I worked with for many years, and his wife's been feeling poorly, and he messaged me, and we were talking, and he said, man, it's just burning up. I said, well, get over here. I said, we got power back. So they came over and stayed, and she was really sick. She ended up having a heat stress, stroke, or whatever.
Oh,
she ended up having to go to the hospital and spending the night in the hospital, just sick as a dog. But they said, man, if we wouldn't have made it when we did, I think she would have died. And I said, well, they're everything's good now. Bottom line is they're good. Yeah. We're glad for that. But yeah, what a storm. But
how about the dike? Is it still closed?
The dike is still shut down, Mickey, and I think it's going to remain that way. It's going to remain that way probably for at least another week or so. That old storm, when that thing come in and started ripping around, it kind of wiped out that beach area on the on the north side. Wiped it out. There's the boat ramp runs about midway down the dike on the left as you're heading out. I can't remember the names of those different ramps, but
either.
that one, I drove by it. Thinking I drove by that ramp one day before the storm, and it was already damaged from that blow that we had the month before. But it wiped them old ramps out. This storm here just tore that beachfront up. It tore the. I think a lot of the road remained intact because they really had that thing paved really nice, but the shoulders of the road just eat down.
I saw some photos of that, and boy, it just ate it up, brother. Man, it's just, well, I mean, you had that big a tide surge, and then you put the waves on top of it, and it just withers things. There's no greater force of nature than wind and water, man.
Right.
Maybe fire, but.
Well, a lot of folks been asking, and where can we go if we want to bank fish around here until the dike reopens back up? And I'm pretty much, that's about where I go. And when there's no availability, I usually don't, unless I pile up and go in the boat, I just don't fish around here too much. But you can still fish down around. You can get on Skyline Drive from
Bay Street.
Yeah, you can
go down by Moses and fish the Levee Road.
Right. If you get on Bay Street and head north on Bay Street, say you're at the dike entrance, but go north on Bay Street and just keep and stay on it. And there's a Bay Street extension. That road runs down and it passes the shooting range.
It goes down by the gun range. That's right.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it'll peel around. It'll come right up back up on Skyline, and all that is open. That's where the pump station is right there. That's open is the old Dollar Bay Marina. The gentleman still. I don't know how his boat ramp is. Probably not in the best of shape, but
probably pretty flat.
He's got Shorelina down that way that you can fish, and then you can just park on Skyline and designated areas and go down and fish. You can go all the way to the floodgate. Got to be careful, but there's some good fishing down there, too. You have to learn how to fish it because there's a lot of hang-ups around that floodgate. You got to fish the edges and around the corners, but there's some good areas to fish along in there. But until the dike opens back up, that's kind of the way it is, and we're we're open for business at Boyd's, and our neighbors across the street at Lee's are open. And so what we've got is still just trying to do business the best we can and keep bait. We got shrimpers are keeping their boats elsewhere, and we're picking up bait, and folks that want to get some and head out in the boats, they just have to try to. A lot of them know which ramp would be open and such. There's one over in Moses Lake right off of 146. I can't remember the name of it, but there's a boat ramp and a bait camp right there in between Texas City and Bay Cliff or whatever. But you can launch in there. I imagine that one probably held up pretty well. I haven't gotten the report.
Well, it was protected, and plus you didn't get the tide surge or anything because the gate was closed, so that helped.
Yeah. So, in the meantime, we're going to sit around and eat shrimp.
That's a bad problem.
pretty much what I do anyway. But we've had some real nice blue crabs just before the storm. And I think it was since the storm, Jason hollered late last week, we had a real good sale on some big old blue crabs, number ones for $2.99 a pound, which is a whole lot less than what it normally runs.
Yeah, that's very reasonable.
And had quite a few. We ran that sale pretty good.
I want to come down and buy them instead of putting my traps out and getting them. That's the way to go. That's very affordable.
I noticed some of the crabbers over in Louisiana that the market's just been lousy. They're just terrible. They go out, they're not getting much money for those crabs, and then with the price of the fuel and everything, the same way with shrimping, it's hit and miss. You go out and burn all that fuel and you don't have a good day as far as catch. It really takes a bite, but we'll get through it. It's going to be all right. This the dike should open back up. You know, we went 2 years almost to the day when Hurricane Ike come rolling through here. It tore that back up from the floor up. I mean, it was a mess, and wiped out what bait camps we had on that side of the levee. Just terrible. 2 years, 24 months almost, I think, to the day before we opened back up. So we see a light at the end of the tunnel here a whole lot better. It was nothing like it was before. Now, had there been some bait shops out there when the storm come through? I don't know. It would have tore them up, I think. But we'll weather through this. It'll be back, and folks will be able to get back out there fishing. So that's pretty much it, my friend.
Well, that's cool. I appreciate the update down there, and you guys hang in there. If somebody wants to call Boyd's or come down, give them some info, my friend.
Man, yeah, I wanted to tell you, too, that the Cajun Grill's got a heck of a deal going on starting today. They've got they've revamped their menu and kind of shortened the version. We're still doing some repairs and additions and corrections to the store and the grill. So in the meantime, we've kind of condensed down the menu on some items, about 7, 8, 9 different items that we've got buy one and get one half price. And there's some good things to pick out of that list. So get on Facebook, Boyd's One Stop, check it out. I put that up last night just before midnight. It's going to run all weekend and until it don't, but there's some great things to pick off that menu and get a pretty good deal on the cost of it. So if there's any good news, it's that. And then so I'm going to do it. I think this afternoon we're going to roll down there and pick out a couple of them items and not have to worry about cooking. But that's it. 227 Dyke Road, 409-945, 4001. And always a pleasure to talk to my friend, Captain Mick Eastman.
Likewise, Dave. Always a pleasure for me, buddy. And you have a good weekend, and appreciate the update. Thanks for all the info, man.
Thank you, sir. Top of the morning.
Thank you. Top of the morning to you. All right. All right, it's time for a break already. Goodness, time flies. Well, first, I need to take a moment to tell everybody about the Texas Insider Fishing Report. And, folks, if you want to know the latest and greatest in fishing, tune in to Texas Insider Fishing Report. That's Thursday nights at 10:30 p.m. You can find it on Bally Sports Southwest or you can find it on Space City Home Network. And what it does, this show will give you a fresh fishing forecast before the weekend so you can spend more time catching fish. And Texas Insider, what they do, they break the state down into six regions, three freshwater for bass and crappie enthusiasts, and three saltwater for the guys who want to catch trout and redfish inshore, and tuna, wahoo, and marlin offshore. So join in with Dave Farrell, Bree Gabrielle, and my good friend Captain Rick Murphy. That way you can know what's hot and what's not. That's every Thursday night at 10:30. You can find it Friday mornings at 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on Bally Sports Southwest, our Space City Home Network. Check it out. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. It's 5:40 right here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way, San Leon, Santa Fe, wherever, somewhere along the coast. We'll find Captain Steve Hillman. Stevie, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How's it going, Mickey?
Oh, late night for everybody, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
That was the longest RNC speech, I think, in history. The 93 minutes, something like that.
93 minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was good.
Yes.
But no, I wasn't worried about getting to bed early anyway. I had this guy cancel on me today. He had me for today and tomorrow.
Oh, no.
I canceled about, maybe a week ago, a little more than a week ago. And they had this tournament coming up this weekend, tomorrow, I forget what it's called, Los Vaqueros tournament I have every year. And he booked me for that. He booked me for a pre-fishing day today and then the tournament tomorrow.
Right.
And because of the hurricane and all that, I guess, he just, backed out. But this hurricane, I've had a couple of cancellations, which understandable.
Yeah, understandable.
The ones especially close to it. It's kind of like back when COVID first hit. It was a real convenient excuse for people to cancel. But anyway, it's it is what it is, man. I just another one off the list, man.
Hey, have you had any COVID cancellations lately?
Not lately, no. Not lately. But I heard it kind of cropped up again. I don't know.
Well, we got an election coming. It's spreading fast. Even Joe's got it.
Yeah, I know.
Double vaccinations and I don't know how many booster shots. He got it for, the third time?
I don't know, man. Yeah. It's like my little brother lives in Dallas. He's the most vaccinated and boosted and double boosted human being on the planet. And he's had it I don't know how many times he's had COVID.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, no, fishing COVID now. I got fishing COVID on the brain.
Exactly. It's been a fun week. I tell you, telling you the other night, I was looking back. I don't have to look back. I can remember. But last couple of summers, by mid-July, by July in general, fishing has got, historically, the last couple of years has gotten kind of just stale and tough, and now a lot of that in the last couple of summers was due to really stiff southwest wind, if you remember, relentless.
We had some pretty bad run on weather. Yeah,
we did. But this summer, knock on wood, aside from a couple of named storms, it's been pretty calm. And we've been able to hit a lot of different areas, and fishing's really been good. It's been a really good week, really fun week. I mean, we're catching them in 8 or 9 different places. It's not that it's just you're not hitting it out of the ballpark every day, but it's just good, steady, solid fishing.
Sure, keeps you going.
There's a couple of spots, and that's what they are. They're spots. There's a couple of spots you could really just spend a lot more time there, and you could have some 50 and 60 fish days. I'm talking about keepers.
Yeah.
But I'm pulling off of them. You know, how many holes you want to poke in them, you know, but.
Sure.
But.
Don't beat your resource down.
No, that's it. You know, it's like I always say, two things are going to happen. A, you're going to beat on the fish you need the next day. And then B, you stay there long enough, somebody's going to bust you. And you're gonna get got, and then you're done.
Get got.
But
what don't you want?
No. But no, I fished every day. But Monday, dating back to Sunday, it's just been like, I don't know. We've had stretches in past summers, like I said, where you put your boat in the water, and you're praying that you catch them here. You're praying that you catch them there, And at least now these fish are holding where they are, and for the most part, and you have a plan, and you can stick to that plan, and even when your first stop doesn't work out, the second stop typically does. But we're doing the same thing we've been doing for the last couple of months, just fishing basically 2.5 feet. I mean, you can go out and you can catch them in 8, 9, 10 foot of water if you want. Sure. I'm not doing that. I'm fishing 2.5 to, man, really 6 to 7 feet of water most days. And we're catching, most days we're catching anywhere from 15 to 25, 26 trout before 9 or 10, and then we're going red fishing.
Sure.
And
boy, red fishing's been kind of slow, hasn't
it? It's horrible. It's just, I mean, I'm catching one or two reds a day.
Speaking of reds, that picture you sent me the other day of you caught the redfish that one of Sammy's customers caught. How about that?
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit. That was pretty cool. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that was, you know, I've never caught a tagged red of any kind, much less a CCA star tagged red.
Right.
And I finally catch one. Well,
and
I
tags
caught it.
Cut off.
Well, I had that day. I had Haley Matthews, Chris Sizemore, and Norm Talbot. That
Haley.
Was
there you go.
That was Tuesday. Yeah, Haley was in for New Braunfels, but it was Tuesday, I believe, and we got on a hell of a trout bite that morning. Really good trout. Sizemore had one that was 4.25. I mean, for these days, that's a good fish.
Sure.
But and we went red fishing, and we actually caught some nice trout while we're trying to catch reds. And I was throwing a crankbait, that little Kevin Van Dam 2 to 5 foot running crankbait.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught a little red, caught a rat red actually. And then the next cast, I catch a good red, and it was 25.5, something like that. I just threw it on the checker stick. I didn't really sweep its tail and do all,
right.
I didn't officially measure it like you would at a tournament or anything. And I was looking at it, and I saw this little blue thing on the side of it.
Little nub sticking out.
and I said, you got to be kidding me. I knew immediately, because I remember a month and a half prior, Sammy Guerrero's customer catching a blue tagged red. And he thought that it was in the guy that caught it. He had signed up. He did it on his phone. He did it online.
Right.
And signed up for the star, or so he thought. The story I got was he signed up for the star, but he didn't sign up as a member of CCA.
Right, he bought a tournament entry, but he wasn't a member of the deal, so they declined it.
Yeah, which that doesn't quite sound right to me, but that's what happened.
It doesn't add up. You shouldn't be able to enter the tournament unless you are a member. That's
right, there should be some fail-safe mechanism or something to where, anyway, but all that aside, so I catch this dumb thing, and I called Sammy, and I said, man, I don't want to know exactly where your guy caught that red, but just give me a ballpark. And he told me, Sammy said, no, I'll tell you. He said, I'll tell you exactly where he caught it. And he did. And I was 300 to 400 yards from there, and he caught it. His guy caught it. That's right. His guy caught it on June 3rd, and I caught it on whatever day Tuesday was, 15th or 16th of July, so a little over a month later. And but yeah, the tag was clipped off because they followed the protocol and everything.
Right, put the fish back in the water and all that, and
let it go. But that was kind of crazy. That was kind of cool. But it's kind of been a neat week. Well, I mean, there's been some little things happen like that this week that have been kind of cool. We're catching a few flounder too, but yeah, I guess, was it yesterday or day? No, it was day before yesterday. We were catch and release, and we'd already caught 17 or 18 trout, and I had my barb pinched down, and I had about a 16, 17 inch trout, and I'm just sitting there talking to the guys, and I'm trying to shake it off. You know, when I'm not keeping fish, I don't even touch them. I don't even bring them in the boat.
There's no point in it. Just hold them over the side and shake them off with your barb mashed down.
Yeah, and I was throwing that Little John, the one I've been throwing a bunch the last couple of weeks. The two best baits have been Chartreuse Silver Glitter Bass Assassin,
right,
and that glow with a green tail or chartreuse tail, lime truce tail, whatever you want to call it, Little John.
Mm-hmm.
And I was throwing that Little John. They just last. I mean, you catch 15 fish on them, you know. In this hot water, those bass assassins don't hold up all that good. As good of baits as they are, they tear up. So I put that Little John on, and man, I'm going to town on him. And I've got this trout. I'm just shaking him over the side, I'm trying to shake him off.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there, not paying attention, talking to the guys. I've never in my life had a dolphin eat the whole trout and the whole shooting match. Took my leader, everything. That dolphin came from underneath the boat, and it wasn't a shark. We watched it. It was a giant dolphin. And ate everything, and I came back with just a leader with nothing on it. But it scared the hell out of me, man.
I bet it did. What a blow up. They were doing that to Cliff and I and John down there in Corpus last time we fished with him. Oh, it was terrible. We'd have to move. They'd eat every fish.
You
just have to pick up and leave.
No, it's pretty bad. Like, I had Jody Moses and his guy Todd Thorpe yesterday morning, and the second or third fish of the morning Jody caught, about 18 inch trout, and it had this Freddy Krueger scrape marks all down the side of it.
Oh yeah, porpoise had him.
That's amazing, man. It's amazing how many trout these dolphins eat.
These poor trout don't have a chance. There's predators on every street corner for them, whether it's two-legged kind or the kind with tails. I mean,
that's it. It's like I always say, everything eats everything all the time. Everything's eating everything all the time.
Nothing goes to waste in salt water, buddy. You don't want to be on the top of the food chain.
Yeah, but no, it's just, even before the hurricane, it was good. It's really the same. Nothing's changed. This hurricane didn't. We are catching a few bigger fish mixed in, I guess, but that could be where I'm fishing, some of the areas I'm fishing.
Right.
But even coming down the seawall the other day, I talked to you on the phone that day. I think it was Tuesday.
Right.
We had a great morning of fishing. We came in about 11:30, and I'm driving down the seawall, and that's the first day I've seen the surf really get pretty. And there were birds working between the first and second sandbar all down the west end.
I've been hearing that from everybody.
And some friends of mine actually waded the surf that morning. They caught the mess out of them. So, you know, we've got some fish. We've got some fish. Now, look, we ain't catch anything big, but there's a lot of fish. It's pretty easy fishing right now.
Yeah, so that's good.
It's just fun. Yeah.
Sure.
It's just fun.
Yep. Well, great. All right, Hillman. I'm just about out of time. If somebody wants to reach out to you and book a fishing trip and you can show them the ropes, how they get a hold of you, buddy.
Yeah, man, 409-256-7937.
All right, Mr. Hillman.
I might have to start getting a deposit again, I guess. I don't know. Cut down on these cancellations.
Everybody's kind of wishy-washy right now. All right, buddy. Well,
you know, I'm fresh out of vacation time, so I don't really, if I'm not behind the wheel of that boat, I'm not paying the light bill. So
you got to make hay while the sun shines, man.
That's it.
All right. Well, things are looking brighter. It sounds good. Well, hey, Steve, always good talking to you. Appreciate the update, and I'll talk to you down the road, my friend.
All right. Go Astros. Thanks, Mickey.
You got it. It's baseball time. We're back tonight.
I know.
All right, buddy.
I'm ready. All right, man.
Me too. All right, later. All right. That's Captain Steve Hillman in Galveston. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. It's 540 right here in the Bayou City. All right, let's run down Galveston Way, San Leon, Santa Fe, wherever, somewhere along the coast. We'll find Captain Steve Hillman. Stevie, good morning. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How's it going, Mickey?
Oh, late night for everybody, wasn't it?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
I couldn't. That was the longest RNC speech, I think, in history. The 93 minutes, something like that.
93 minutes.
Yeah, it's crazy. It was good.
Yes.
But no, I wasn't worried about getting to bed early anyway. I had Scott cancel on me today. He had me for today and tomorrow.
Oh, no.
I canceled about, man, maybe a week ago, maybe a little more than a week ago. And they had this tournament coming up this weekend, tomorrow, this, I forget what it's called, Los Vaqueros tournament I have every year. And he booked me for that. He booked me for a pre-fishing day today and then the tournament tomorrow.
Right.
And because of the hurricane and all that, I guess he just, I don't know, backed out. But this hurricane, I've had a couple of cancellations, which understandable.
Yeah.
Yeah, understandable. The ones especially close to it. You know, it's kind of like back when COVID first hit. It was a real convenient excuse for people to cancel. But anyway, it's it is what it is, man. I just another one off the list, man.
Hey, have you had any COVID cancellations lately?
Not lately, no. Not lately. But I heard it kind of cropped up again. I don't know.
Well, we got an election coming. It's spreading fast. Even Joe's got it.
Yeah, I know.
After double vaccinations and I don't know how many booster shots, he got it for, what, the third time?
I don't know, man. Yeah. It's like my little brother lives in Dallas. He's the most vaccinated and boosted and double boosted human being on the planet, and he's had it like, I don't know how many times he's had COVID.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Well, but no, fishing. COVID now. I got fishing COVID on the brain.
Hey, I tell you, exactly. It's been a fun week. I tell you, telling you the other night, I was looking back. I don't have to look back. I can remember. But last couple of summers, by mid-July, by July in general, fishing has got, you know, historically, the last couple of years, has gotten kind of just stale and tough, you know, and now a lot of that in the last couple of summers was due to really stiff southwest wind, if you remember, like just relentless.
We had some pretty bad run on weather. Yeah,
we did. But this summer, knock on wood, aside from a couple of named storms, it's been pretty calm. And we've been able to hit a lot of different areas, and fishing's really been good. It's been a really good week, really fun week. I mean, we're catching them in 8 or 9 different places. It's not that it's just you're not hitting it out of the ballpark every day, but it's just good, steady, solid fishing.
Sure, keeps you going.
I mean, there's a couple of spots, and that's what they are. They're spots. There's a couple of spots you could really just spend a lot more time there, and you could have some 50 and 60 fish days. I'm talking about keepers.
Yeah,
but I'm pulling off of them. You know, how many holes you want to poke in them, you know, but.
Sure.
But.
Don't beat your resource down.
No, that's it. You know, it's like I always say, two things are going to happen. A, you're going to beat on the fish you need the next day. And then B, you stay there long enough, somebody's going to bust you. And you're going to get got. And then you're done.
Get got.
But.
What don't you want?
But I fished every day, but Monday, dating back to Sunday, it's just been like, I don't know, we've had stretches in past summers, like I said, where you put your boat in the water and you're praying that you catch them here, you're praying that you catch them there, and at least now these fish are holding where they are, and for the most part, and you have a plan, and you can stick to that plan, and even when your first stop doesn't work out, the second stop typically does. But we're doing the same thing we've been doing for the last couple of months. just fishing basically 2.5 feet. I mean, you can go out and you can catch them in 8, 9, 10 foot of water if you want. Sure. I'm not doing that. I'm fishing 2.5 to, man, really 6 to 7 feet of water most days. And we're catching, most days we're catching anywhere from 15 to 25, 26 trout before 9 or 10, and then we're going red fishing.
Sure.
And
boy, red fishing's been kind of slow, hasn't
it? It's horrible. It's horrible. It's just, I mean, I'm catching one or two reds a day.
Speaking of reds, that picture you sent me the other day of the, you caught the redfish that one of Sammy's customers caught. How about that?
Yeah,
talk about that a little bit. That was pretty cool. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that was. You know, I've never caught a tagged red of any kind, much less a CCA star tagged red.
Right.
And I finally catch one. Well, I caught it.
Cut off.
Well, I had that day. I had Haley Matthews, Chris Sizemore, Norm Talbot.
Haley, there you go.
That was Tuesday. Yeah, Haley was in for New Braunfels, but. It was Tuesday, I believe, and we got on a hell of a trout bite that morning. Really good trout. Sizemore had one that was 4.25. I mean, for these days, that's a good fish.
Sure.
But and we went red fishing, and we actually caught some nice trout while we're trying to catch reds. And I was throwing a crankbait, that little Kevin Van Dam 2 to 5 foot running crankbait.
Mm-hmm.
And I caught a little red, caught a rat red, actually. And then the next cast, I catch a good red, and it was 25.5, something like that. I just threw it on the check of stick. I didn't really sweep its tail and do all,
right.
I didn't officially measure it like you would at a tournament or anything. And I was looking at it, and I saw this little blue thing on the side
of it.
Little
nub sticking out.
and I said, you got to be kidding me. I knew immediately, because I remember a month and a half prior, Sammy Guerrero's customer catching a blue tagged red, and he thought that it was in the guy that caught it. He had signed up. He did it on his phone. He did it online,
right?
And signed up for the star, or so he thought. The story I got was he signed up for the star, but he didn't sign up as a member of CCA.
Right. He bought a tournament entry, but he wasn't a member of the deal, so they declined it.
Yeah, which that doesn't quite sound right to me, but that's what
it
happened.
Add up. You shouldn't be able to enter the tournament unless you are a member. That's
right. There should be some fail safe mechanism or something to where, anyway, but all that aside, so I catch this gum thing and I called Sammy and I said, man, I don't want to know exactly where your guy caught that red, but just give me a ballpark. And he told me, Sammy said, no, I'll tell you. He said, I'll tell you exactly where he caught it. And he did. And I was 300 to 400 yards from there. And he caught it. His guy caught it. That's right. His guy caught it on June 3rd. And I caught it on whatever day Tuesday was, 15th or 16th of July. So a little over a month later. And, but yeah, the tag was clipped off because they followed the protocol and everything.
Right. Put the fish back in the water and all that. And
let it go, but that was kind of crazy. That was kind of cool, but it's kind of been a neat week. Well, I mean, there's been some little things happen like that this week that have been kind of cool. We're catching a few flounder too, but yeah, I guess was it yesterday or day? No, it was day before yesterday. We were catch and release, and we'd already caught 17 or 18 trout, and I had my barb pinched down, and I had about a 16, 17-inch trout. And I'm just sitting there talking to the guys, and I'm trying to shake it off. You know, when I'm not keeping fish, I don't even touch them. I don't even bring them in the boat.
There's no point in it. Just hold them over the side and shake them off with your barb mashed down.
Yeah, and I was throwing that Little John, the one I've been throwing a bunch the last couple of weeks. The two best baits have been Chartreuse Silver Glitter Bass Assassin.
Right.
And that glow with a green tail or chartreuse tail, lime truce tail, whatever you want to call it, Little John.
Mm-hmm.
And I was throwing that Little John. They just last. I mean, you catch 15 fish on them, you know. In this hot water, those bass assassins don't hold up all that good. As good of baits as they are, they don't they tear up. So I put that Little John on, and man, I'm going to town on him. And I've got this trout. I'm just shaking him over the side. I'm trying to shake him off.
Right.
And I'm just sitting there not paying attention, talking to the guys. I've never in my life had a dolphin eat the whole trout and the whole shooting match, took my leader, everything. That dolphin came from underneath the boat, and it wasn't a shark. We watched it. It was a giant right. dolphin and ate everything. And I came back with just a leader with nothing on it. But it scared the hell out of me, man.
I bet it did. What a blow up. They were doing that to Cliff and I and John down there in Corpus last time we fished with him. Oh, it was terrible. We'd have to move. They'd eat every fish. You just have to pick up and leave.
No, it's pretty bad. Like I had Jody Moses and his guy Todd Thorpe yesterday morning, and the second or third fish of the morning, Jody caught about 18-inch trout, and it had those Freddy Krueger scrape marks all down the side of it.
Oh yeah, Porpoise had him.
That's amazing, man. It's amazing how many trout these dolphins
eat. These poor trout don't have a chance. There's predators on every street corner for them, whether it's two-legged kind or the kind with tails. I mean,
that's it. It's like I always say, everything eats everything all the time. Everything's eating everything all the time.
Nothing goes to waste in salt water, buddy. You don't want to be on the top of the food chain.
Yeah, but no, it's just, even before the hurricane, it was good. It's really the same. Nothing's changed. This hurricane didn't. We are catching a few bigger fish mixed in, I guess, but that could be where I'm fishing, some of the areas I'm fishing.
Right.
But even coming down the seawall the other day, I talked to you on the phone that day. I think it was Tuesday.
Right.
We had a great morning of fishing. We came in about 11:30, and I'm driving down the seawall, and that's the first day I've seen the surf really get pretty. And there were birds working between the first and second sandbar all down the west end.
I've been hearing that from everybody.
And some friends of mine actually waited to surf that morning. They caught the mess out of them. So, you know, we've got some fish. We've got some fish. Now, look, we ain't catch anything big, but there's a lot of fish. It's pretty easy fishing right now.
Yeah, so that's good.
It's just fun. Yeah.
Sure.
It's just fun.
Yep. Well, great. All right, Hillman. I'm just about out of time. If somebody wants to reach out to you and book a fishing trip, and you can show them the ropes, how they get a hold of you, buddy.
Yeah, man, 409-256-7937.
All right, Mr. Hillman.
I might have to start getting a deposit again, I guess. I don't know. Cut down on these cancellations.
Everybody's kind of wishy-washy right now. All right, buddy. Well,
you know, I'm fresh out of vacation time, so if I'm not behind the wheel of that boat, I'm not paying the light bill. So.
You got to make hay while the sun shines, man.
That's it.
All right. Well, things are looking brighter. It sounds good. Well, hey, Steve, always good talking to you. Appreciate the update, and I'll talk to you down the road, my friend.
All right. Go Astros. Thanks, Mickey.
You got it. It's baseball time. We're back tonight. All right, buddy.
I'm ready. All right, man.
Me too. All right, later. All right. That's Captain Steve Hillman in Galveston. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show, but we'll be back in the morning bright and early, 4 a.m. right here at Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way.
Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.